Well, thank you very much, and what an act to follow, and I don't mean that one. Okay, look, welcome everybody. I've actually been I've been around the block, as you say, but I've been in Wales now for just over 2 years, and so it's my third time to come to this conference, and it is something of a highlight of the year, not least because I've seen the group, you know, and the great performances they do, and they do a fantastic job for us all. One of the commonest questions I get asked is, well, you're the Chief Medical Officer for Wales, but what is that? What do you actually do? And my kids ask it me a lot, actually, because they say, Dad, you're a doctor, but you don't actually see patients? What is that? How does that work? So I try to explain it that, you know, my job is, I have three parts of my job, really. One is that I advise ministers, and I'm really delighted that you're going to be hearing from Vaughan Gething, our Cabinet Secretary for Health and Wellbeing, later on today. So I provide them with advice about health and health issues. But I'm also the Medical Director for the NHS, and part of my job there is to think about how we perform in the NHS and how we what the services are that we provide to people and how they match their needs, and that's really relevant today. And the third aspect really is really to be an advocate on behalf of the population, rather like a RNIB is as well, you know. So I have those three roles, and in a way, I enjoy this conference because it encompasses all those three roles. It reminds me that I have to give ministers good advice about what we need to do to improve eye care in Wales. I have to work with the NHS and try to make sure that we have a system that drives better outcomes for people who suffer from sight issues, and I have to represent the interests of people who have problems with sight. So that's why I see eye care is so important. Now, it is a great conference today, and I've looked at the programme that you have, and it's fantastic to see that a good mixture of both, you know, people talking about the generalities of health and wellbeing here in Wales, but also some very detailed specific developments that we need to do. And when I think about eye care, what I realise, and I think I probably said it last year, is that we are making progress. You know, we sometimes need to celebrate that. We do need to sit back and look at what we've done, what we've achieved in the last year. We also need to recognise that there's far more to do, and we need to recognise our shortcomings and our failures. And so this is about recognising success, building on success, and building for the future. Now, I was asked to talk a little bit about the 70th anniversary, and it's been a really interesting year in the NHS, not least because with it being the 70th anniversary, one thing I did notice earlier in the year was that we had a little break in the relentless kind of negativity that sometimes besets the NHS, because you can hardly ever turn on your radio or your TV without having a bad news story about the NHS, and that's because we are a large, complex organisation. That point that was made by our singing colleague, you know, about the biggest employer in the world, apart from those two other organisations, is right. We're a huge organisation, and so inevitably, in a large organisation like that, there is room for improvement, things will go wrong, and we need to correct those things. But it is 70 years ago, and as I look around the kind of demography in this room, I realise that most of us were actually born into the NHS and haven't known a system in the UK without an NHS. But it's important to kind of think back to the days before the NHS and to think about the problems that people had, and the fact that generating money to pay the doctor was a hard thing for many people living in our poorer communities. And it was in 1948 that Nye Bevan had the vision to create the NHS as we now know it. And we should all be proud of the fact that that was done here in Wales, that Wales was the birthplace of the NHS. And for all that people around the world criticise the NHS, it is something that we are and should be rightly proud of. That's not to take away the fact that we need to improve and change, and I'll come on to that in a moment, but it is something that we should clearly be proud of. And those fundamental principles, you know, that we built, that Nye Bevan built into our NHS of free at the point of care, open access to everybody, irrespective of their abilities to pay, funded from our general taxation system. All of those principles we still hold true to now. So whatever we change in the NHS, we retain those principles. I wanted to say a little bit about what we need to do is to change in the NHS and the processes we're going through at the moment. Because nothing stays still. Change is always with us and change is needed for some of the reasons I've said, that we're not getting the outcomes in eye care or any other form of care that we really deserve. You know, one of the things that lured me, I have used that word before, lured me to Wales, you know, from all those, what did you say, interesting places that I've worked in, was the fact that we are a defined population. We serve a population of just over, 3 million, and we have a healthcare system with just 7 health boards, where which are integrated in that we expect them to provide both secondary care, hospital care, and community primary care services. So we have an integrated system and a defined geography, and we should be able to do really well here in Wales, but our health outcomes are not as good as they should be. They tend to be behind the UK average. They tend to be a little bit worse than England, a little bit better than Scotland, sometimes a little bit worse than Scotland, and a little bit better usually than Northern Ireland. And that tends to be the pattern, but it's not good enough. And some of that reflects the population we serve, because there are deep issues of poverty, and we know that health and poverty are intimately connected. And some of that is the fact that we need to make sure that our structures and our systems are really fit for what we want to deliver. So we had a parliamentary review just last year, and some of you will have read that, and that was conducted by, led by my predecessor, Dr. Ruth Hussey, and it gave us a diagnosis as to what are the issues with the NHS. And to be honest, there were no great surprises in there, I think, for any of us. We know that the population of Wales is growing. We're a slightly growing demography, but we're an ageing population, and with that ageing come challenges, the rise of chronic diseases. People no longer have just acute illnesses that they go to the doctor to see, but they have many long-standing chronic diseases, and often more than one disease. And so the pattern of diseases is changing with our demography. But also, and this relates very, and that absolutely relates to eye care. We know that the demand for eye care has been increasing year on year, and is going to continue to increase year on year. So the challenge for all of us is to think, well, how do we manage and how do we meet that new expectation which is in the system and that new demand? There's a second thing which is changing in the NHS, and it's this. It's the technology, the march of technology. If you look within eye care services, even back over 10, 15 years, the technology which is available now, both in hospitals, but yes, in the community as well, it has changed enormously, and that brings benefits, but it brings a cost as well, because that comes at a cost. And that technology, those technological innovations will continue, and we need to think about how we finance and fund those in the future. And the third thing that's changing, of course, is people's expectations. People rightly expect more and better of their NHS, and we are all a part of that. We're all served by the NHS, and we all expect better services. So 70 years, it's time to pause and reflect. And what we've done on the back of the parliamentary review is in health and social care is to produce a document called A Healthier Wales. And that's our strategy for the NHS, the health and social care system going forward. And again, I think there's no big surprise in there. It's a fairly easy read. It's about 30 pages. But the things in there you'd expect, better integration of health and social care, a shift of services and a shift of resources from hospitals to communities where they're needed, so that people have access to services much closer to where they live, work and play. So those themes, along with better prevention, better identification of early disease and treatment of early disease, are major things that we need to think, how do they translate into our eye care system. Now, I've mentioned the pressures on the service. There's no doubt that eye care services are under pressure. We heard that last year. That hasn't changed. I don't expect that to change. You know, we're seeing a 1% increase in demand year on year on average. But we're doing a huge amount in providing services, about 750,000 eye checks. I mean, I've made a note to myself to go and sign up. It's about 3 years now since I had my eyes checked and I got my ready retinas on. You know, so I need to go and do that. And I've made a note with it being eye week next week to go and do that. So we do need to do that, but 750,000 eye checks in the last year is a pretty significant achievement. 20,000 cataract operations, I believe, in the last year, a huge number. So we are providing large amounts of service, and one of the questions we have to address is, you know, can we do that in a different way? Now, we have structures in all of our health boards and at national level to try and think about how we can model and how we can provide different eye care services, better eye care services. And I'm delighted that we have a whole range of clinical professions who participate in those and help with the planning and management and future development of services, because we just cannot afford to stand still. Those of you who were here in the last previous years will remember that we talked a bit about prudent healthcare and how prudent healthcare informs eye. And I'm delighted to see the eye care community stepping up to that. I do see one of those big principles. We do believe in producing co-production, in producing effective services with patients, and this conference is a really good example of how we can continue to do that. We also need to think about who is providing services, if we continue with our current model, we're just not going to be able to keep up with demand. So I have seen in the eye care world the way that services previously provided by ophthalmologists moving to optometrists and to other professional groups, and that's a really important shift. And we need to think about, well, what within the workforce, who is best provided to meet the needs of those patients who currently exist and who are going to come forward in the future. So I do see a lot of transformation in eye care services, and I think the challenge is to continue with that. Now, there's no doubt to me that, you know, we are seeing problems in our services. We do need to improve. We recognised that last year. We recognised that some of the metrics, some of the ways that we measure the healthcare system, the performance of the healthcare system, are not meeting the needs of our of people here in Wales who have eye care needs. There's been a lot of discussion over the last year about the RTT, the target that we use about from being referred by a GP or an optometrist into secondary care. And there's been a lot of focus on that, rightly, in the NHS, and we need to continue that to some degree to measure our focus, to measure our performance, and to compare it with other nations. But we also have recognised very clearly that there is harm to people on waiting lists, not just on waiting lists, but on follow-up wait lists for repeat treatments. And so the nature of eye care disease is changing towards more macular degeneration. Towards glaucoma, the rise in the incidence of those diseases challenges us to think about different ways of performance managing the system. And I think you'll hear from Cabinet Secretary later on today about the next step in that journey of how we move beyond looking at simple measures like the RTT target to actually driving things on clinical outcomes, because that's what really matters to people, better outcomes. So listen out for the Cabinet Secretary this afternoon. So really, that's my message. I think we are, I believe, I genuinely believe, making progress in with eye care here. I'm absolutely open, not just with this group, but with medical directors and with clinical colleagues that I meet, that I don't believe we're making progress fast enough. We do need to improve our services. We need to up our game so that we meet the pressures both of the current system and of the system as it continues to, as demand continues to rise. I think together we can do that, and that's why I really value these conferences in bringing good thinking, new thinking, into how we can all do that collectively in Wales. Because for sure, the NHS on its own can't do it. We need to do it in partnership with everybody. So I look forward to coming back next year and having some more good news about the developments that we're making and the service developments that we're having. And thank you all for working with us on that. Thank you very much.